Why? Why was it just 45, 46 years ago that the Civil Rights Act was enacted? This is a country that proclaims biblical values, right? Well, one of the problems is in the church. Maybe the biggest problem. Here's what I'm talking about. The largest Protestant denomination in the United States began allowing women to be pastors in 1963. Praise God, it's about time, right? Ladies, I figured I'd get a bigger response than that. But then, that same largest Protestant denomination in the United States reversed that decision in the year 2000. Which leaves over 1,600 women clergy in that denomination in a state of uncertainty. Why? There's something wrong in the church. The foundation of the walls of God's city cannot be built if people without voice or vote or victims of violence and neglect are not included in its work. We've just entered into a new season in the life of the church. Tuesday was the last day of the Christmas season, or Epiphany, and we call the last day of that season Fat Tuesday. And some of us fit pretty well into that day. The Christmas season is one of those high points in the Christian year where we celebrate the birth of the true light that has come into the world. And now we move into a hard season that began on Ash Wednesday. And thank you, by the way, for we had a great crowd on Ash Wednesday service. It was a special service, praise God. But after this last Wednesday, Ash Wednesday service, we move into the season of Lent. And the season of Lent goes up until Easter. And Lent is 40 days, not including Sundays. It's a hard season because it's the season of repentance. Repentance is when each of us names our personal responsibility in the brokenness of the world. Each of us name our responsibility. I want you to hear that, okay? Each of us name our responsibility for the brokenness of the world. Now we move into this season of Lent when we are trying to repent of those sins. Recovery and restoration always begins with repentance and confession. Before Nehemiah ever began this restoring project of the Jerusalem walls and gates, in the very first chapter, the sixth verse, Nehemiah confessed his sins. Not only his sins, but his family's sins and his nation's sins. There are two parts of sin, and if you've attended my newcomers class, you've heard this before. There are sins of commission, and then there are sins of omission. Sins of commission and sins of omission. The sins of commission are sins where we actively participate in an act of wrongdoing. In other words, I intentionally commit an action of wrong that produces brokenness and hurt in the world. All of us probably understand sins of commission, but many sins that we commit are also sins of omission. A sin of omission is that in the face of evil, in the face of wrongdoing, I fail to do the right thing. I am not open in my spirit to understand people's need. And I fail to do the right thing. In the face of human need or a great evil, I fail to act. That is the sin of omission. Most of us are guilty of sins of omission in the face of evil or in human need, and we fail to do the right thing. The Bible teaches that we have power with God by our actions toward people, especially to the least of these. Jesus said the poor are without voice or vote. They are those people without voice or vote. So whatever you do or fail to do to another person, in Matthew, remember, he says you do it or fail to do it to God.